Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you are here for the first time since lockdown or visiting us, I hope you will enjoy your time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. To those listening on the web or CD, may I also welcome you to the sharing in our worship. We have made great strides in operating a system within the church to ensure our services are as safe as humanly possible. It is different to what we are used to, but as time goes on, I feel it will become the new normal. Intimations. Our Bible studies continue on a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. If you would like to join us, please get in touch with me or Elijah and we can send you the electronic link. Everyone appears to have something that involves using the Zoom platform. Can I remind our church groups that we have access to our own Zoom account, which is available for use in keeping in touch with your members or carrying out essential meetings. At this time, the local COVID-19 restrictions for Lanarkshire do not relate to places of worship, and we intend to proceed with our services as planned. As always, this is constantly reviewed. Our next praise gathering will be held next Sunday evening, the 27th of September at 7 p.m. on Zoom. All are welcome. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
I would like to join John in welcoming you to our worship today. We are so glad you have chosen to join us as we worship the Lord together. We hope that you feel right at home, wherever you may be. Before we begin our worship, let us read from the book of Psalm number 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let us join together now and sing our first hymn of praise, hymn number 189, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Hymn number 189.
Thank you.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Almighty God, we adore and praise you. All creation reflects your glory. We praise you, our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the one who breathes life into places of deadly fear. You are the one who increases our understanding of things hard to comprehend. You are the God who beautifies our lives with unspeakable joy and peace. Loving God, we have not always lived in ways that reflect God's love for all. There are times when prejudice and ignorance have caused us to judge others as less important and less capable than ourselves. There are times when despair has been our refuge and we have turned away from God's promises. In quietness, we remember those thoughts, actions, and words that have tarnished your image in us and in others. Gracious God, release us and grant us your mercy. O God, you know our struggles, and you hold each of our hopes and fears in your caring hands. Enable us, O God, to be still and know that you are God. Like Elijah, teach us to wait for your still small voice in our lives and fill us afresh with unmovable hope. We pray all this in the name of the one who calmed the raging sea, our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book of Psalm, number 18, reading from verses 1 to 6. Hear the word of the Lord. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me, the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called to the Lord, I cried to my Lord for help. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry came before him into his ears. Our second Bible reading is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, reading from verses 8 to 9. Hear the word of the Lord. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The Lord bless to us this reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, Joanne, for that reading. Let us pray. God, our helper, by your Holy Spirit, open our minds that as your word is proclaimed, we may hear your voice for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today we are continuing our journey through the first letter of Peter. Our text speaks to us about loving the unseen Christ. Those to whom Peter wrote had never seen Christ in the flesh. The events recorded in the gospel accounts to them was history, just as it is to us today. Yet they loved Christ as strongly as any of his disciples could, to whom Christ was personally known. People have loved Christ so deeply that they have laid down their life for Christ, even without seeing him. Others have loved Christ so much that they gave up their treasures to follow him. Have you ever thought to yourself, if only I could have seen Christ with my own eyes, my faith would be much stronger? The world judges everything by the five senses. If we can't see it or touch it or feel it, if the image is not before us, we wonder if it can be real at all. Strangely, many of the people who saw Jesus in the flesh did not believe in him. The religious leaders rejected him. They did not grasp that he was the Son of God from heaven, the Savior of the world, King of kings, and Lord of lords. Only a few people, it seems, understood his true identity. Peter writes in the second part of verse 8, saying, "And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him." After the resurrection of Jesus, Thomas was full of doubts that he told the other disciples he would not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead unless he put his hands into the nail prints and into Jesus' side. When he finally saw Jesus, the Lord invited him to do just that. Instead, Thomas fell to the ground, exclaiming, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied with these words, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John chapter 20, verses 28 to 29. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ lived in the apostles, and so it is with us today. When we believe in Jesus, our hearts are filled up with joy, testifying to the reality of who we believe. Peter further assures in the last part of verse 8 that we can right now, in the midst of trials, be filled with an unspeakable and glorious joy. We know that Jesus has conquered sin and death. That is our joy, no matter our present reality. However, this joy is not ignorant bliss. As Christ followers, we are not called to deny hardship and pain. Jesus entered pain, and we too can enter pain while holding on to the hope we have in Christ. The wonderful thing about the Psalms of David is the opportunity we have to see the heart of this mighty warrior. Many chapters in our Bible are given to the stories of David as a shepherd, as a leader in battle, as a man pursued by Saul, and as a man anointed by God as the King of Israel. Many Psalms, such as Psalm 18, were written in response to these events. These Psalms allow us to see why God calls David a man after God's own heart. We see in Psalm 18 David's overwhelming love for God, the God he had not seen. Often when we are going through trials, the trials somehow get bigger in our minds than who God is. Over and over in Scripture, we read about how mighty God is. When we are surrounded by obstacles, we need to remember that God is the one in charge and not our problems. David knew this. Little wonder in verse 2, he says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." The famous hymn writer Fanny Crosby, born in 1820, became blind at the age of 6 weeks due to eye infection. During her lifetime, which lasted for 95 years, she wrote over 9,000 hymns, including "Safe in the Arms of Jesus, He Hideth My Soul, and Blessed Assurance," which we'll sing as our closing hymn. When asked if she regrets her blindness, Fanny answered, "No. Thanks to my blindness, the first thing I will see is the face of my beloved Savior, welcoming me to his heaven." Although like Fanny, none of us have seen Jesus, we are called to love Jesus and to trust him. One day we'll see Jesus' face. We have joy now, and soon our joy will be made complete. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I'll let you into a secret. I've often found when I'm considering music that's to be played for a particular occasion or purpose, I don't choose the music. I wait, and the music chooses me. Last Sunday morning is a great example of that, when I chose to play a non-spiritual piece, and yet it tied in perfectly with the theme of morning worship. But there had been no collaboration, and yet it seemed perfectly scripted. Indeed, I believe it was perfectly scripted. And over the last 2 weeks, when I've been considering what to play for this morning, and I have a wealth of wonderful music to share with you, I kept getting distracted by a tune that I've learnt more recently, purely for my own entertainment, and certainly not with Sunday morning in mind. It's an Elvis Presley pop song. Fast, loud, cheap and cheerful. Definitely not suitable for Sunday morning worship. And yet every time I sat down at the piano with this morning in mind, that is a tune I kept finding under my hands. It gave me cause to question, is there a message there? And indeed there was, one so glaringly obvious I had overlooked it. And it's contained within the opening lyrics of the song. A little less conversation, a little more action. But that's not all there was to the message. Because for me to consider playing this in Sunday morning worship would mean stepping out of my comfort zone, taking a risk, possibly even causing offence or embarrassment. And yet, that is a piece I feel compelled to play today. And so, if you've been in conversation with God, and he's asking you to take action, but you're holding back because it's too far out of your comfort zone, then perhaps this is for you today. Indeed, perhaps it's for all of us. And so, I apologise in advance for disturbing the tranquility of our time for reflection. But to coin a phrase, please don't shoot the messenger. Get ready for a little less conversation, a little more action.
Let us pray. Loving God, we present now what we have brought to you, things that are both visible and invisible. The coins and paper represent our work and express in a clear and visible way our love and thanks. But we also bring as an offering ourselves, the small acts that we do in your name. Receive all the things we bring, Lord, in love. Amen. Now our prayers for others and ourselves. Heavenly Father, we come before you with praise and thanks that in your grace you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to take the punishment for our sins so that by believing in him we might be forgiven. We thank you that our Lord Jesus is our living and lasting hope, and through our faith in him we are redeemed. Lord, you know us individually, and we ask that we know your presence here today. Lord, some of us have felt hopeless in these recent times, but we ask you for your everlasting word and the riches of your faith and hope that your word gives us in a world of what seems like hopelessness. We pray you write your word on our hearts and that we may be receptive to your word. May our life show the love that you show and that your grace is seen in us. God of creation, we pray for our planet, from the heat of the West Coast American wildfires to the cold of the melting Arctic. Lord, we ask forgiveness in any part we've played in this destruction. Gracious God, we are glad to meet here in this place freely to worship you. We ask your continued blessing on Elijah, Favour, and their children, Finlay, Elspeth, Jesse, and Joshua, for their prayers, support, and encouragement. Bless the people in this church family, whether here or at home, and all those we represent, loved ones far from us and loved ones near to us that we still cannot visit. We commit them to your care. Lord, we pray for those who fear for their lives, whose faith makes them targets for harm. May they also find hope in you that they may be saved from their enemies. Patient God, we are glad to live in a country that knows peace, and are thankful that we have little fear of violence. We pray for those souls in other areas of the world who only know violence and live in constant fear. May they find comfort in you. Gentle God, we are thankful for our homes and the provisions we have in them. We pray for those who have no safe place to rest their heads, who struggle to feed themselves and their families, and those who go without so that their loved ones can have. May they know your love. Compassionate God, we thank you for the comfort of family and friends and all those who are there for us in difficult times. We pray for those who are desolate, who are in physical or emotional pain, anguish, grief, and feel beyond comfort. May your grace rest upon them. We pray for those who work and for those who give their time volunteering to be there at the end of the phone or to meet in an emergency to offer help and support. May they find strength in you. Our Lord and our Redeemer, as we rest on the teachings you have given us today, may we give ourselves afresh to you. May we cry out to you even from where we sit this morning, knowing that you will hear us. Lord, hear these prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Rock and our Saviour. Amen.
Thank you very much, Fiona, for that special tune. And thank you, Evan, for leading us in our intercessory prayers today. It has been a great joy to share with us in our service. Do please continue to keep safe and well. We do hope you are able to join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. for our praise gathering. We'll be using the Zoom platform. And now we'll take our closing hymn. Hymn number 561, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Thank you.
friends and family go now into the world, inspired by the extravagant love of God. Live generously with open hands, loving one another as if your lives depended on it. Be good stewards of the gifts you have received, so that God may be glorified in all that you say and do. Go in peace.
Amen.